This is Pulse 95. You're listening to the Morning Majlis podcast.
It's the Morning Majlis.
Well, today we have some exciting news from the Emirates of Sharjah, where the Sharjah Broadcasting Authority has just completed a major strategic initiative under the guidance of His Highness Sheikh Dr. Sultan bin Mohammed Al Qasimi, the Supreme Council member and ruler of Sharjah. So this initiative, it involves the establishment of a ground station for satellite broadcasting. It's a first, actually, for the country and the Emirate of Sharjah. So this new satellite broadcasting network, it consists of a primary station here in Helwan and has a backup station as well in Al Vaid. This setup ensures uninterrupted signal transmission even under challenging circumstances, thanks to state-of-the-art technology and skilled engineers and technicians. So to learn more about this major milestone, we have a special guest joining us here in the studio, the broadcast transmission engineer, Mira Saeed. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So Mira, tell us, why is this such a huge deal?
This project has been a significant leap for Sharjah Broadcasting Authority in broadcast and satellite communications field of technology. Mm-hmm. We are proud to become the first media entity in UAE to build and operate an air station facility for satellite broadcasting from the ground up. Introducing state-of-the-art technology and experiencing the best practices in broadcast and satellite communications.
And can you give a little bit of detail when it comes to how your department has really worked on this huge task? Because that's what it is. It's an absolutely massive task. But give us some of the behind the scenes when it comes to this project.
It all started with guidance and directions from His Highness Sheikh Dr. Sultan bin Mohammed Al Qasimi, member of the Supreme Council and ruler of Sharjah, to develop the media sector and introduce the most advanced technologies to serve the media production and content delivery in the Emirate and across the Arab world and MENA region. With follow-up of His Highness Sheikh Sultan bin Ahmed bin Sultan Al Qasimi, the project started with intensive studies and planning to build and operate an air station for satellite broadcasting. Engineering department role was leading an air station for satellite broadcasting, from planning phase to execution and launching, supervising various tasks and works to bring this idea to light, putting various parts together from different equipment manufacturers and technology vendors to build the state-of-the-art earth station system.
So in terms of the announcements, we know that most other media entities rely on third-party providers, mm-hmm. and now we are the very first media entity yes. in the country to have such a station. Why do other companies not do the same thing? Why do they go through the third-party providers? And what's the pros and cons with it?
For broadcasters to transmit their services to the public audience, they used to hire third-party service providers to acquire access to audience and general public reception. This hire adds significant operational costs in the form of rental fees to maintain this access around the clock 365 days a year. The higher the access quality and availability along the year without interruption in various circumstances, the higher the cost to maintain such level of service to audience. By building and operating our own air station, we targeted operating expenses reduction in addition to achieving a higher level of reliability and service availability provided to our valuable audience and the general public.
It's great to see that. Now, how do you and the team feel personally about this? Because This is big news, but let's go back to how the public can make the most of this announcement. Does that mean I go on Ittisalatini Life and watch the radio station or listen to it? How does it work?
Yeah. This service was handpicked and designed to be free-to-air, DTH, short for direct to homes. This means that all SBA radio and television programs are receivable free-to-air directly across the Arab world and MENA region. In any household, equipped with satellite dish pointed to Nilesat with no middle interference between SBA and the valuable audience.
And how do you and people here in SBA feel about this development?
Mm-hmm. We are personally very proud to have been part of this project from start till finish. This project has significantly developed and added to the skills and knowledge of the transmission team and the whole engineering department. Mm-hmm. We have spent the last 2 years working on planning, critical thinking, problem solving, and generally in depth of broadcast technology and satellite communications fields. We will strive to maintain this achievement and contribute to the strategies and plans of media development in the Emirate of Sharjah.
Now, this is big news, mm-hmm. I think, you know, to break it down for the general public is the, you know, obviously a lot of us have to rely on those receivers from providers. But now in most parts of the globe, they don't have such service. So if you've got those satellite dishes pointing towards Nalsat. You can listen to Pulse 95. Even better. And you can also listen in and watch the Sharjah TV and the other channels that we've got under our network. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Mira.
And it really is a pleasure to have you in the studios with us.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to Mira Saeed, who is a transmissions engineer here at Sharjah Broadcasting Authority, giving us a bit of an overview of how big of a news is this that we've got our own dedicated satellite station, making Sharjah Broadcasting Authority the first media entity in the country to have this kind of service. And if you'd like to catch this discussion as a podcast, you can do so on SoundCloud, Apple Podcast, as well as Spotify. Stay tuned to the Morning Majlis.
This is Pulse 95. Tune in live every weekday from 7 a.m.